You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Well, I used to love my blue beat.
I tell you,
I love my reggae music because it sounds sweet. When my crowd of people, guess what? Guess what? I love ska.
Ska defines who I am as a person, and I will never turn my back on ska.
Looking back, I have no regrets.
You should.
Remember we used to play ska? Yeah. We don't play ska anymore.
It's time to have a bit of a skank, and I think that I will, in fact, skank.
Hey, this is Sasha.
And hey, this is Graham. We're the Mad Caddies.
And you're listening to Beefy
on the Ska Show, Southern FM.
Credit card to ride this train. It's strong and it's sudden.
In the cover section, this is Toxic by Bombscare out of Edinburgh in Scotland.
Can't you see? I'm calling a girl like you. She wear a warning. It's dangerous and I'm falling. There's no escape. I can't wait. Need a hit. Baby, give me it. You're dangerous and I'm loving it. Too high, I can't come down. My head's spinning round and round. Of your lips, I'm on a ride. Your toxic, I'm slipping under the taste of your poison paradise. I'm addicted to you, don't you know that you're toxic? And I love what you do, don't you know that you're toxic? It's getting late to give you up. I took a sip from my devil's cup. Slowly, it's taking over me. Can't come down. My head's spinning round and round. Can you hear me now? Ooh, the taste of your lips, I'm on a ride. Your toxic, I'm slipping under the taste of your poison paradise. I'm addicted to you, don't you know that you're toxic? I'm on a ride. You're toxic. I'm slipping under the taste of your poison paradise. I'm addicted to you. Don't you know that you're toxic? And I love what you do. Don't you know that you're toxic? Give it up, 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 give it up. It's toxic, baby, now. Love you, love you now. Think I'm ready now. I think I'm ready now. It's toxic, baby, now. With your love and now.
Yeah, Bombscare there with Britney Spears, Toxic. Welcome back to the Scar Show with me, Beefy. Thank you for joining me wherever you are in the world. It's late in Australia, but I'm sure I can wake you up in the USA and I can keep you awake in the UK and Europe. If you want to say hello, have a look at the Facebook page, the Scar Show with Beefy. Thanks for being in touch. I believe the podcast was removed from Spotify. Spotify changed their policies on music shows being on their platform, so we got removed from there. So if you do want to hear replays of the show, then check out Wooshka or Podbean. I put up a load of links today for where the podcast's available. I do split them up into 2 one-hour segments. So if you do want a bit more of Beefy, then you can get all the old shows. I think we're up to 140 episodes on the podcast, so that's a lot of back catalogue there for you to get through. And there's loads of new releases and everything else, and there's loads of rare stuff that I play and loads of live stuff as well. If you want to request, want to say hello, please do. I am more than happy to chuck some out. But more importantly, if you're in a band, please send me your music because I will play it. I do listen to every single track that gets sent through. If you send me an album, I'll listen to every one. I'll pick the favourite and I'll play it on the air. Unless it's a single, then obviously I'll play the single, of course I will. But there's quite a few bands tonight that I've done that with. Hammonds is one, The Scullions is another. Just Say Nay, and then Half Past Two, they send me their music. So yeah, if you're in a band, you want to get your music on the airways and out to the world, please send it to me. There's another band that have done just that in recent months. This is a band called Joker's Republic. They're out of North New Jersey. A big hello to Austin Gray. I know he's a massive fan of the show. This was released, I think, in January. It is a NoFX cover because we are in the middle of the world famous cover section. NoFX, Separation of Church and Skate. This is North New Jersey's Joker's Republic.
Represent our hatred of authority.
I fight against the place of
sin. Stop saying it's all so good.
the way from Hemel Hempstead in Hertfordshire in the UK. Code name Colin. That was Fives. Keep on moving. I love that version. Bit of Tony Basil thrown in for good effect there as well. Before that, Joker's Republic out of North New Jersey. Separation of Church and Scape by NoFX. And what else we had? We had Britney Spears and we had Huey Lewis. What more can you want? Now, every time I jump on Twitter, we are on Twitter, Beefy Scar Show, I think we're under, on Facebook as well, Scar Show with Beefy. We're not on Instagram, we don't bother with that. I see this band pop up. They're from Lansing in Michigan, and when Mustard Plug were here the other week, they had big raps on this band. This is brand new single, last couple of weeks. They got an album out called Climbing Out. They're a bit of scar core, a bit of heavier stuff, but we do play all forms of scar, from dancehall all the way through to fourth wave. This is Grey Matter. They're out of Lansing in Michigan. There's big raps on this band. Their debut album's called Climbing Out. This is the latest single. It's called Not My Friend.
Friend.
Say you next Tuesday. Say you
Next Tuesday, say you. 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 Next Tuesday. Sometimes in life you meet folks who do the kind of things that disappoint you. There is one thing I say to them: see you next Tuesday. So if I see you taking the piss, I won't sit back and just ignore it. There is one thing I say to you: see you next Tuesday. There is one thing I'd say to you: see you next Tuesday.
one of my absolute favourite bands kicking around England right now. That is a band out of Leicester called Last Edition. Big load of Matty Williamson and the guys and girls. Just brilliant. Love it. That was put out, what, 6-8 weeks ago? It's called Good Luck. Also had the privilege of being our very first video premiere on the Scar Show with Beefy's Facebook page, because every day around midday Melbourne time, we put out a new release video from the past, well, I'll say 4 weeks, I suppose. It's proved to be very, very popular. Brightens up a few people's days, especially in these times of trouble. Before that, that is a brand new release from a band out of Leeds in England called Plot 32. I think that was released today or yesterday. You can't get much newer than that, can you? See you next Tuesday, that Plot 32 song. Right, we're off to Switzerland. We're going to do a Switzerland double play. Both new releases, which is always great to know. And then we'll probably jump on the second part of that Mad Caddies interview. So this is a band. They're out of Basel in Switzerland. They're called Calais Caviar. I hope I pronounced that correctly. This is also only, I think, about a week old. It's called See the River Flow. It's a bit more traditional two-tone style. Perhaps even before that, actually. These guys look pretty cool. This is the first time I've heard them. I got made aware of them only in the last couple of days. Calais Caviar with K's. K-A-L-L-E-S. Caviar with a K, not with a C. And this is called See the River Flow. Brand new, out of Switzerland.
Jason's day. We'll be right back.
talking about your live shows. You're still one of the funniest and most energetic bands around on stage, and you do deliver memorable shows. Do you put pressure on yourselves to make sure the shows are always lively?
I wouldn't say pressure, but we strive to. You know, I mean, I think just by the nature of the music that we play, you know, we make sure the set list is try to make it sure that it has a good pace and that it has a good flow. And that's definitely one of the things that we try to do the most, is just make sure that our live show is great, that we're playing well, and that the audience is having fun, and that sounds good. And we realize live show is important, and that's a lot of the reason why people like our band, is because of we're a good party.
You definitely are a good party, and I mean, the great thing about ska itself and your band basically epitomize this, is that you can be so diverse within the genre, and you can use so many different influences to produce, you know, ongoing great music.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, we had Mustard Plug here last week, and that was a great time. I spent a bit of time with Dave Kirschgesner, and he's feeling the same way as I do right at the minute. The ska scene across the board is just ready to explode. Do you guys feel the same way? I know you don't pigeon yourselves really as a ska band, but more of a fusion of influences. But do you think that this is just about to explode again like it did late 90s?
I think it could. You know, there's, you know, here in the States, the like Southern California reggae scene is certainly big, and I think, you know, ska falls into that. And, you know, obviously the Interrupters are doing really well. There's some buzz around the genre. Sure, I can see that.
I don't know if it could get quite as big as it was in 98, but there certainly are some great bands out there. You know, the Skints kind of fall in between. They do reggae and ska, and they're obviously a great band. Interrupters, like as Graham said, they're a great band. So it's definitely, it's a good time. I don't know if it's going to be that big, but, you know, regardless, it's a good time for it.
Yeah, it's always good when there's a band in the charts. I mean, obviously in the late 90s, the Boston's were just dominant, and then the Interrupters recently. You know, it's always good when they're on TV and they're in the charts and on radio, and all of a sudden it just creates a buzz.
Totally.
Talking about the Interrupters and new bands, especially in Southern California, are there any ones we need to keep our eye on that might just make that next step?
Yeah, there's a couple bands. There's a band, they're not ska, but they're from San Antonio. They're called Piñata Protest, and they do like Norteño Mexican music with punk rock. They're really cool. There's some bands from Orange County, like a band called Bite Me Bambi. They're doing good right now. But yeah, there's definitely bands out there doing it, for sure.
Just Southern California. I mean, I play. There's a band called Wank that always makes us laugh, but they play some great music. Scrapyard Aces, obviously, Half Past Two, got some new music coming out as well. It's just, it seems to be like, and the weird thing is, these bands are quite young as well, so it's they're young and vibrant, and they've got new ideas.
You're talking about, those are Australian bands, you're saying?
No, they're Southern California. They're mainly Orange County, basically.
Okay. I mean, Orange County's always, you know, been a pretty like a hotbed for that type of music. So that, you know, that makes sense. And also, too, I mean, we travel a lot in Europe, and there's quite a bit of bands over there that are doing really well now that, you know, have a ska kind of bass but do other genres all over in Spain, Germany.
Yeah, there's a great band out of the UK called Buster Shuffle. They do kind of a ska, like Jerry Lee Lewis type of vibe. They're great.
They're awesome. They're like Madness meets Jerry Lee Lewis.
Yeah.
They're really, really cool.
I don't know if you're familiar with, there's an old London band called Chaz and Dave who did a lot of piano and a lot of old school kind of, no, I was going to call it skiffle, but yeah, Buster Shuffle, I always said if Chaz and Dave ever did ska, that would be the band, but I love them. They're a lot of fun.
Good guys, too.
Now, in between records, I mean, you've done, what, 6-7 albums now over the time. Have you ever felt a need to, I'm not going to say reinvent yourself, because obviously your sound just naturally evolves, and it's because it's a little bit of time between records and different influences have on what you put out. But is it a case of natural evolution, or do you guys just throw in the melting pot, whatever you can, and whatever gets spat out, that's what happens?
I think it's a mix of both, you know. We try not to limit ourselves, but at the same time, we don't want to let our fans down. You know, we definitely have some albums that we've kind of strayed away in certain songs a lot more, and I can just speak for myself. Currently, some of the new music is sounds kind of like a beefed up version of Duck and Cover, but then mixed with some new influences, you know. But like the overall theme of just kind of having upbeat, fun party music is still there, you know, whether it be ska or New Orleans jazz, reggae, whatever it is, you know.
Most definitely. Now, I've already already mentioned, is a bit of a hectic tour, and it's the longest tour for you this year. Now you're a little bit older, you're not spending all night in pubs drinking anymore. Well, you probably are, but are you going to get a bit of chance to have a look around and do the touristy things?
Well, we were just talking about that before you called. We're not certain, you know, with all the travel, we're not totally certain where our days off are going to be, but generally when we're down in Australia and we have a day off, we try to ride bikes around, go to the beach, go surfing, barbecue, you know, enjoy the natural beauty. So these days, as we're older, we certainly are still in the pubs, by the way, but you know, we like to be outside, you know, go to the beach, ride a bike, like I said, barbecue. That's what I think we'll try to do on our limited days off that we have.
Now, I think I read somewhere that you're really trying to explore food as well when you're on tour, and try and get out and eat local and see what you can see, what gems you can unearth.
Yeah, absolutely. Sasha and I do, for sure.
Is that the same with beers as well? Because there's so many new craft beers around each local area. Is that up your street?
Definitely. Where are you at? You're in Melbourne?
Melbourne, yeah.
Yeah, so what's up and coming? We haven't been in years. And yeah, we love craft beer and good food. So where should we not miss?
Where should you not miss? Well, there's so many local craft breweries, especially around town. But we had Dan P came out last year, and he actually played one of the craft breweries called Dainton Breweries. It's a little bit out of town, but there was a hell of a show down there, and it's really interesting in those breweries to play in front of the big vats.
Yeah, right. Kind of odd acoustics usually in those stainless steel rooms, but hey, you make it work.
Most definitely. Well, the tour kicks off on April the 17th at the world-famous Corner Hotel. Then you hit Adelaide, Perth, Canberra, and then you go all the way through New South Wales up to the Sunshine Coast on May the 3rd. It's going to be a very, very hectic. The best thing about this tour is you're playing some really, really intimate venues as well. A lot of venues that acts of your stature wouldn't ever go near, so that's going to be absolutely fantastic to get into those small venues.
Yeah, great, we're excited.
Please get your tickets now from your usual ticket outlets. It's going to be an absolute crack of a tour. It's been 7 years since these guys have been in Australia. Hopefully it won't be 7 years again after this. That'll be 32 years in the industry for you. Are you going to get that far?
At this point, it looks like it.
Fingers crossed. Well, Sasha, Graham, thank you for spending a little bit of time with me, and we look forward to seeing you in Australia. I look forward to catching up with you when you're in Melbourne. It's going to be absolutely exciting to get you guys involved, and it's been a long, long 7 years, so we wish you all the best and safe travels, and make sure you get down here safe and sound.
Awesome, man. Thank you very much. Yeah, perfect. Thanks for having us, man.
Masita, they've been making quality apparel since 1933. A great range of sports gear for all ball sports and all corporate wear. Doesn't matter what sport you play, Masita have the kit for you. Masita offers a full catalogue of on-field and off-field apparel. It's the best quality money can buy. Get in touch, 1300-MASITA or masita.com.au.
You're unbelievable, and I don't just have birthday inside. We'll be right back.
That is the aforementioned Buster Shuffle out of London. That was off I'll Take What I Want in 2017 album. It is called I Don't Trust a Word You Say. That was their first single off that album. And like I said, big thanks to the Mad Caddies, Sasha and Graham, who were big fans of Buster Shuffle. Played a few times with those guys over in Europe. So big ups to them. And fingers crossed we can get this mess sorted out. And, well, if we can get them in the country by April 3rd, we should be okay. But who knows? Fingers crossed. I better backtrack a little bit. We had a double play from Switzerland, didn't we? Jar, J-A-R, from Cernak, up in the old northeast of Switzerland, German-speaking area. Lazy Sunday, that is off there. They got a new album coming out, and I've forgotten what it's called. Love Rocket, sorry. Needed to look that up. And before that, Calais Caviar, See the River Flow. We're flying through, and there's not long to go, so why don't I play the other band that the Mad Caddies just mentioned there? They've got a new single that was out last week, Bite Me Bambi. They're out of Orange County, California. Like the guy said, this is their new single called Hot Lava.
enough rock steady to give your hungry heart a beat. And mix in a helping of sweet reggae, the perfect dish to move your feet. Yeah! Rough, ready and rude. Rough, ready and rude. If music is your food, I serve it. Rough, ready and rude. Rough, ready and rude. Rough, ready and rude. If music is your food, I serve it. Rough, ready and rude. I've got some sky for you, it's my treat. Come grab a slice, enjoy yourself. And if you want to taste my blue beet, you'll find it up there on the shelf. Yeah! Rough, ready and rude. Rough, ready and rude. If music is your food, I serve it. Rough, ready and rude.
That is the legendary King Hammond there, Nick Welsh himself. That was dropped just a couple of weeks ago, Rough, Ready and Rude, bit of an EP. But he's just about to drop another EP, The World is a DJ. I think that comes out 2 days' time or tomorrow. So please get hold of King Hammond's The World is a DJ EP. Before King Hammond, we had the new one from Bite Me Bambi out of Orange County, California. Hot Lava. It's a great tune. Put the video up on our Facebook page, and that has a great response. So we're very, very cool. Right, it's the end of another show, unfortunately. I can't say too much, really. There's not too many live shows, but all I can say is please, 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 if you can, please support all these bands. Most of them are DIY. I know there's a lot of shows going to be online through YouTube, through Twitter, through social media. Please support them. Buy some merch. Chuck them some dollars. Buy their music. That's one way of doing it, especially electronically. Do whatever we can. If there is a live show in your area and it's safe to go out, please get along and support live music. Live music will not go away. It will still be there. I know there are a few small gigs going on. I did see something about a band that are playing in a venue. They reduced the capacity. They're going to play two shows in the same night and kind of shuffle one audience out, come back on and with a new audience in. So there are, I'm not going to say ways around it because that is absolutely stupid, but please be safe. Please wash your hands, which is the most important thing in all of this coronavirus pandemic, as we're going to call it right now. But Dave, just be sensible about it. That's all you can do. Don't panic buy. Please don't buy everything in a supermarket because other people do need food and bog roll. In the meantime, I will be back next week. Load new music, let's hope. And there's just all sorts of great stuff coming on. I will have news for you on future tours, especially the Mad Caddies. Fingers crossed that will keep going. But yeah, I'm not too confident, unfortunately. But all I can say is please be kind to one another, be good to one another, and look on the bright side. Keep smiling, and let's get through this together. In the meantime, there's a Ska show going on. I have to end with a bit of Real Big Fish. This was off their album. It wasn't even last year. It was the year before it actually came out, but this was one of the singles off it. It's called Ska Show. It's off Life Sucks, Let's Dance. Couldn't be more honest than that. Life sucks right now, but let's dance. Real Big Fish. I've been Beefy. This has been the Ska Show with Beefy. give us a lick on Facebook and say hi, and I'll be back next week.
Hey, everybody, let's go downtown to the Ska Show. There's a Ska Show, come on, let's go. Forget about everything. Don't wanna fight or cry. Just have some fun before we die. And yeah, there's never any doubt. That's what it's all about. Hey, everybody, let's go downtown to the Ska Show. There's a Ska Show. Come on, let's go. This invitation is for all. It doesn't matter who you are. It don't matter where you're from. Cause everybody is welcome. And there's never any doubt. That's what it's all about. Hey, everybody, let's go downtown to the Ska Show. There's a Ska Show. Come on, let's go. Hey, everybody, let's go. There's a Ska Show, come on, let's go. And if we don't have fun, then what are we living for? If we don't have fun, then why are we here? If we don't have fun, then what are we living for? I don't wanna take the chance that there's anything more. Have a good time all the time and we'll be fine. Everybody, let's go downtown to the Ska Show. There's a Ska Show, come on, let's go. Hey, everybody, let's go downtown to the Ska Show. There's a Ska Show, come on, let's go. There's a Ska Show, come on, let's go. Let's go.
Hey there, Beefy.
Hey, Rob.
Do you have nothing to do all the time?
Yes, I've got nothing to do all the time, Rob.
Well, guess what? I've found something that you can do with your nothing time.
What's that, Rob?
Listen to a great podcast called 365 Days of Sport.
Right.
It stars you and me.
Oh, wow.
So, other people can listen to it besides the people who are on it.
Yeah.
If you want.
Get it wherever you get your podcast from. We're on Spotify too. 365 Days of Sport. It's the podcast you never knew you wanted to listen to.
Lucky Land Slots, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.